All right, and welcome to the BFE DoD radio show. I'm your host, LOD. This is episode number 8, and I'm joined here with tournament chairperson, Scuba Shark. I brought Scuba on today because I wanted to talk about some of the changes, BFE, and all the stuff that's happened over about the last month, you know, because everyone kind of realized, seen BFE slow down a little bit, and just to get some answers, and also just to let everyone know what's going on with Campaign 22. So welcome aboard, Scuba.
Thank you. Go ahead and shoot.
All right. About a week ago, I made a post asking everybody and anybody to make just post their comment or question to Scuba and myself. And I guess I'm just going to go down the list on what people asked, and we'll try to give a good answer. That'll be about the entire show. Will be pretty much a day just answering the questions. So, from Major Cyrus, his question. Is there any news about DoD Source for a campaign? Or are we just going to do the classic?
For right now, if you've been following what's been going on, we were pretty much let down with Valve and their big screw-up and foobars of Source. Limited to 4 maps, 2 of them, and all of them are old maps. 2 of them would be halfway suitable for BFE. There are some that are out there, but they don't have the proper lighting or the actual textures for DoD. It's been a major letdown, and that led to a lot of the slow ends on what happened in BFE besides the change in management structure. So for right now, DoD Source, I don't see it until at least one or two more classic campaigns, being this one, 22, maybe 23. When it comes time for Classic 24, we'll take a look at Source, see where it's at, see how it fits into BFE and the way we like to play it, and also see how many people are able to play it.
And just to add to that, the a beta version of the software development kit is out, and I think some of the mappers are finally getting their hands on it. But even though it's been out for a couple of weeks, there just aren't any maps. So just kind of a wait and see kind of thing. And we'll just keep you guys updated once we make the decision. All right, off to another question. Question number two, Wolverine. Ah, the spammer. He has a question. What happened to the main page?
A lot of people ask about that. The old main page was MFOT's property, and being new owners with MyIS, they don't want to be posting old people's property. So they did a semi-quick and dirty main page and gave us what we have. It's not very pretty, it doesn't work real well, it has the wrong map. Yes, these are all issues that we do know and are aware of. But for right now, my main drive and emphasis has been getting the fun back into BFE, and by that means getting the campaign going. That's my first priority, is to get the campaign going. Main page, it might be fixed and ready to go by BFE 23.
All right, I'm not sure what the hell Jukebox is asking. If people are not playing the battle, would there be a member or civilian avatar instead of just the X? Do you have an idea?
He's talking about the forums right now where we got the X. If somebody took off a little gray avatar I had when I was testing it with the 2 white dots. He also missed his other first 2 questions.
Sorry, Jukebox. I scrolled down too far. All right, so his question's basically, is anyone going to make the BFE forum theme look better? Complete revamp, etc.
That, once again, is in the works. I believe MyIS is working on something. After this tournament gets started and we have a breather, I will start working along with LOD and anybody else who might be of interest with MyIS to give them our ideas what we'd like to see happen.
All right, and then I guess his other question on his other post, talking about the radio, get new people on there, get the word out, and I'll just say to everyone listening, I'm totally for that. I don't have, the energy and the time to, produce lots and lots of shows. I can do maybe one show a week, one show every 2 weeks. But if anybody wants to, do a show, I think Walter Cronkite came to me and said he wants to do something, and that's fine. I'm happy to edit the shows and post them on the FTP and set up RSS links and get them on iTunes. I can do all that for anyone that wants to do a show. So I'm probably not the person that would be doing the the new person stuff, but if anyone else wants to, I'm open for that. Okay, Einar, yeah, that's your name, Einar. He has a question for Scuba. Have you ever thought about purchasing, you know, beefy duty from IIS? IIS, any mention of it, etc. He feels like we're neglected.
Well, IIS has 11 tournaments that they're running, and they're doing them step at a time. Their main business isn't gaming, but it is their main hobby and background. They have over, I believe, 800-some-odd servers that they have for actual business. So we're not really a redheaded stepchild, but we are on their fun list, and they want to make sure we've got something going. They want to make sure we have availability and stuff there. To purchase them, that would be sort of a headache, because then they'd have to have the server, you'd have to have the web page server and everything running right. It's a lot easier just to send a note to one of their technicians and have them take care of it than try to do it ourselves.
Yeah, just to add to that, I mean, there are a lot of changes that have gone on, and you know things are different from when MFOTS was here, but it's pretty much, you know, it was the TAs and, you know, which, you know, went from Yakko to Star to Virus to Scuba. They were all running the show. They still are running the show. MyS gives more support than anything else, so it would actually be more of a burden, you know, if, say, someone wanted to buy out BFE. They'd have to start everything from scratch and have to, you know, forge servers, and right now where we're at is probably better than anything else, is my opinion. All right, off to Ramen King. He has this deep, thought-provoking question. He wants to know why we are still here. I guess for me and Scuba to answer.
Well, I'm still here because I have a fondness for this game and the community and all the people I've met in the last 3 years. I started doing this back in January of 2003. At that time, I was just getting back into the workforce after a two-year layoff. And this was something to do that took all that other burden and crap off of me. And it's been fun being here ever since. I've really enjoyed the people I've met here.
Yeah, I could say pretty much the same thing. I've been here since Campaign 1, and, you know, I love the people here. I love the game. It gives me something to do, and it's a great time. I mean, I will add, I'll be honest, I'm very disappointed with Source, and it's really, you know, kind of upset me that it's been so poorly received, but, you know, we'll work through it, and that's why I'm still here to, you know, serve you guys, make BFE better. All right, let's go to Atrix. He wants to know, you know, what happened to all the sounding stuff that was on the podcast back in, I think, August, when Crazy and Napoleon were on. They, you know, promised a lot of stuff, and he wants to ask where it is. And just answer that, I think, you know, some of that happened at the back end. Like, you know, we got new servers, we got some other, you know, admin stuff, and new forum servers and everything. So a lot of that, you know, players didn't really notice, but I think, you know, some of that hasn't been delivered yet. It's on its way, you know, eventually, I guess you could say. You know, Scuba could maybe add more.
Not really more than that. It's just that we had a lot of good plans going, but like you said, we were going to go with Source and everything, so everybody jumped on that big banana boat that slipped underneath of us and left us hanging dry. So that's a good portion of it. The other portion, like LD said, that you don't see is a lot of the background. We've got a lot better tool sets. LD and I have a lot more admin capabilities and functions allowed to us than what we had before with MFOTS. So a lot of that stuff is on the edge that we actually have tools we can use and start manipulating stuff now. It'll just take us another campaign or so to get everything worked out.
All right, Target MG has a question. Why does MyIS hate us? I don't think they do. I'm just going to ignore that question. Target.
Well,
poo-poo head.
I would say that goes back to the other question that asked the same thing about the stepchild. They don't hate us. We're just not a super top priority because we are a game server. We are not their main line of business. Right now, everything they put in here, they don't make a single penny off of it.
Exactly. All right, this is a kind of a cool one from Hybrid Banana. You know, if you had the power to make BFE the same as a previous campaign, which would you choose and why? Scuba, you want to go first?
That's pretty easy. BFE 6 and 7. They were my first two campaigns. First one, I sat there and played the entire 12 hours every Wednesday and Saturday. Second one, I was made a captain and had a lot of fun on that one, doing the CEO stuff. Those were probably the best two campaigns I had.
For me personally, I'll give two answers. The first one would be BFE 3 because I was a general. We kicked the crap out of the Allies and I had a lot of fun. But, you know, that probably wasn't the best campaign for BFE in general. You know, a lot of people were pissed off on the Allies. So I'd have to say kind of what Scuba was saying. I'd say 5 and 6. 5 was very, very competitive campaign. The Axis won, like, the last battle. And then 6 was the Allies' first win. And they came down, I think, the last battle or two. I think both of those were pretty good campaigns, good size. I don't remember if they were pay-to-play or not, but everything was pretty fun back then. And there's been some others. After 5 and 6, there have been other really good campaigns. But those are kind of like, engraved into my mind. Like, I can still remember, you know, specifics about those campaigns, which I've kind of forgotten about some of the later ones just because, forgotten. All right, Moondog wants our old main page back. That's not going to happen. Wolverine's back. He wants to know if it was necessary to purge all the forums and user accounts, etc. I guess the Ramen King also wants to know. And I guess we can just start off saying, I mean, a lot of that needed to be done just because the database was ginormous. It was huge. It was gigantic. It was totally out of control. But part of that also was there was some pruning done, and I think some of it was accidental, but most of it just had to get done, basically, bottom line.
Well, if Wolverine would pay a little more attention and read a little bit more than just post, he would have saw that answer several times of what happened and why. But I'll repeat it. Part of it was, like LD said, very large database, moving shit over. It was very, very long and difficult for them to do when they changed the accounts and bought the system from MFOTS. Second part was some of the tools that we were given. We're a little more like point-and-click ones, which I don't like to use, but it was one way to do it. We had over, I think it was 1,800, or was it 15,000? I think it was like 15,000 accounts, and we only have 400 active people in BFE. All that stuff laying around was also causing a drag and looking things up and trying to get things done from a admin point of view. So we decided to get rid of the people that have not been active in at least 3 or 4 campaigns. So we pressed the magic button. Well, it got rid of them all right, but at the same time, what was not expected is it deleted their post and hosed up quite a few of the forum pages. Believe me, it took me quite a few hours to repair some of those that I could repair.
All right, Atrix wants to know, how successful were the other tournament in-house development teams, mapping, etc., that were not impeded by external factors? What I'm thinking external factors is probably what, like the SDK not being out or something. Yeah, I can say I've been playing a little bit of 21CW off and on during a little break we had in BFE, and I'll say their development team looks pretty good. They actually have a mod of Battlefield 2, very, very tiny changes, but they have their own mod. They modify maps sometimes, you know, midweek, like 2 days before the battle, a new map comes out. So they've got enough people to be able to, you know, modify maps, you know, on a weekly basis. So they're pretty set. I don't know about any of the other tournaments. I don't really have experience, so I can't talk about them.
Well, the gist I got from Crazy was he was surprised that as old as we were as a tournament, that DOD did not have an in-house mapping team. That's why I went ahead and started one. Unfortunately, we got screwed over with the SDK. But once that comes in and we actually have something, or we decide to stay classic forever and a day, then we'll revert to start making our own maps in-house. Like you said, LOD, from Crazy, he's saying that just about all the other tournaments he has have in-house development teams. And they usually put out a couple of good mods and maps for specifically customized to their tournament.
All right, Bullet has a good question. He wants to know, you know, what efforts are being done to get new people into BFE and rejuvenate the player base, and what's the administration's current you know, opinion on BFE, the state of BFE? More or less, that's what he's asking. I'd say the new player group, you know, Scuba, take it.
Okay. As far as rejuvenating and getting new players in, we did have a team that was going to go out and start advertising. We need to get back to Crazy and see how he wants to do that. I think he has some contacts that he wants to start to do that. There's a new group called the New Player something or other, Administration or something. It's a great idea that the COD forums, is that right, COD?
Yeah.
The COD forums have, I talked to GJ, he's the tournament chairman over there, and he says it works great. Two of the guys came up to me and asked me if they could start one because they're excited about it, and I think it's a good idea that might actually work to actually get new players in and get them moving with the flow of BFE and how we do things. You know, basically tell them, okay, this guy's joking, this guy isn't. This is what you need to do. Here's how to set it up. What they basically do is sort of assign a buddy to the new guy so he gets an idea of what he's doing. Every campaign we have like 100 guys that sign up and never play, because I think half of them, like these guys have explained, get intimidated by what to do and how to do it and don't show up. So that's what we're looking at to rejuvenate and get more players in.
And that about sums that up. Current state of BFE, you know, we had a little bit of a break. We might have lost some players to Source or just, you know, frustration, but I think we're going to do okay. We, you know, start up on Saturday, first battles. We'll see how it works. We're trying to give officers more power with administrative stuff within their armies. They're going to be in charge more, so there's some changes there. And hope, you know, people have suggestions or comments, you know, let me or Scuba know.
And I'm probably a little more positive than that, is I believe that we're in a good state. Actually, I think the current state that some people were worried about, I had already addressed before, and that was the changes that were made and the big slump that we had. Not only changes in management, but changes in tournament management on top of that. Everything was kind of up in the air and moving fairly fast, but yet going nowhere because of the Source issue. Now that I think we're back on track, we've got a pretty clear definition of where we want to go for at least the next 3 to 4 months. We'll be playing our regular classic tournaments back to the way we are used to it and doing things like before, with the exception, like LLD said, we're making some definite changes on the way we do stuff. And the third question, why is there such a level of dissatisfaction with BFE right now? I think that relates to everything we've already mentioned.
Yeah, and restlessness as well. I mean, people aren't playing, so they're just making posts, you know, complaining.
And some of the ideas being kicked around by BFE to help address those issues, we've mentioned them several other places. One of them is reducing some of the nitpicking policies that we've had before, making sure that everybody understands that they're on the same page. We've selected a good, solid officer corps to make a change in the way things have been done before. We're giving them more administrative powers to handle their side. And this campaign has been fun so far, seeing from my perspective as an admin, I can read both sides' posts, and seeing how Sink Ozzer is developing his staff and guidelines on a more, actually kind of humorous, German rigid method. And then seeing Walter being a little more allied lax on his addressing. But they've both been given our core requirements of what we expect out of officers, and that includes them doing their jobs, and if they can't, they're removed from office. Some real simple things to take care of. You're either here to do something. If you just want to be a grunt and play, then go out and be a grunt and play and have fun following the chain of command. If you want to be CO, that means you also get responsibilities of being a CO. Some of those responsibilities include more server administrative areas. It also includes a court. They will be taking over some of the EC nitpicking things. Intra-army stuff will now be handled by your COs. It won't be handled by EC unless you have a very valid complaint, and then you can bring it up and take a step up to the EC with that complaint. Other than that, I think we're actually looking forward to a little bit more fun and easier ran organization.
Most definitely. Yeah, BFE 22 will be fun. I guess this wraps it up pretty much. Any more questions anyone has, you know, I'll leave that thread up on the pub forum a couple more days. And anyone that's interested in doing podcasts, either their own podcast, you know, for their army or their personal interests, let me know. If you want to help out with the podcast, let me know. I think most of the people got accidentally removed from the podcast forum. So if anyone wants back in or wants to give it a shot, let me know.
One other thing to hit on his last question he had here, and that's explain the relationship to MyIS and current admins and advise how often you're dealing with them, getting this term in shape. I believe Ella, Dee and I are basically in contact with these guys every day. We have pretty good access to the server guys and the forum guys. Crazy is a hit and miss, but his technicians are pretty much on them. We don't have that many problems with getting something done if we need it done. As far as what we do, LOD and I are basically the people that are in charge of DOD. Crazy says it's our tournament, we go for it and do what we need to do. And as a last note, like LOD mentioned, if anybody who listens to this, there is one other little problem we had with the registration that we didn't know of, and that is that it kicked a lot of people out of their current existing user groups once they registered. Hopefully we can get that fixed before next registration. But if you have been kicked out of user groups, please PM myself or LOD, and we'll get you assigned to the user groups you're kicked out of.
With that said, I'm going to wrap it up. And with the magic of editing, this will all make sense.
Thank God.